was announced by the steamship company to apply to the Titan. She would steam at full speed, in fog, storm, and sunshine, and on the Northern Lane route, winter and summer, for the following good and substantial reasons. First, that if another craft should strike her, the force of the impact would be distributed over a larger area if the Titan had full headway, and the brunt of the damage would be borne by the other. Second, that if the Titan was the aggressor, she would certainly destroy the other craft, even at half speed, and perhaps damage her own bows. While at full speed, she would cut her in two with no more damage to herself than a paintbrush could remedy. In either case, as the lesser of two evils, it was best that the smaller hull should suffer. A third reason was that, at full speed, she could be more easily steered out of danger. And a fourth, that in case of an end-on collision with an iceberg, the only thing afloat that she could not conquer, her bows would be crushed in but a few feet further at full than at half speed, and at the most three compartments would be flooded, which would not matter with six more to spare. So it was confidently expected that when her engines had limbered themselves, the steamship Titan would land her passengers 3,000 miles away with the promptitude and regularity of a railway train.